Gaming is one of the fastest growing sports in America. Check out the exciting action at a recent professional tournament. Chapter 1. Cyber Athletes.
Nobody can deny that the world is changing. This is especially true when it comes to sports and competition. Sure, in countries like Italy and Brazil, a classic sport like soccer still rules. In America, baseball players dream of the World Series, while football players hope to play on Super Bowl Sunday. These days, there are new sports to enjoy as well. The X Games is a good example. Skateboarding and snowboarding are becoming as popular as any mainstream sport. And now, technology is changing everything. Sports now take place far beyond skate parks and mountaintops. Athletes are competing in cyberspace. These athletes are called cyber athletes. They love playing video games, but not just for fun. They are professionals, like pro athletes in other sports. The NBA has LeBron James, who is one of the greatest basketball players in the world. There are cyber athletes who are just as good at what they do. So, what is a cyber athlete? He or she is someone who plays video games in tournaments. Cyber athletes come in all shapes, sizes, and ages. They practice hard and compete against other gamers. The very best of them join pro leagues, and some of them earn a lot of money. The rise of the cyber athlete has happened pretty recently. In 2001, the first World Cyber Games were held in South Korea. Famous cyber athletes from around the world showed up to compete. They wanted to win the tournament and become known as the world's best cyber warrior. They also wanted a piece of the $300,000 being awarded in prize money.
Video games are a lot of fun. For some cyber athletes, though, it's like Puff Daddy said, it's all about the Benjamins.
There wouldn't be any cyber athletes if there were no cyberspace itself. The internet connects the world. It gives us music, movies, games, shopping, and information. More importantly, the internet puts you in touch with people. Close to 1 billion people surf the web every day. They communicate instantly through cyberspace. Have you ever stopped to consider how amazing that is? Can you even imagine the world your parents grew up in? A world where people were not connected? We are living in a time of great progress, especially in the field of communications technology. We take much of it for granted, but we really shouldn't. Imagine how different things would be if Alexander Graham Bell hadn't invented the telephone. Bell's invention connected people over distances far greater than they could have ever dreamed. That concept has led to much of the technology that is part of our daily lives. This includes the internet, cell phones, and even live gaming. Imagine the look on Mr. Bell's face if he were able to witness two people playing Xbox, one player in California and the other one in New York. The world has changed because of technology and the internet. Young people understand this very well, sometimes even better than adults. In fact, 12 to 18-year-olds like to be the first ones to check out new technology. Teenagers carried MP3 players while their parents were still listening to CDs. They were also the first ones to send text messages and use digital cameras. They even learned how to shoot video directly from their cell phone.